When it gets dark enough, just a little light will do. Encouragement in the darkness today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome.
Hey. Hi, Daniel.
Welcome again. This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends have gathered around these tables to proclaim the best news ever, the gospel. Right. And we're here today with an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, here with this great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Hello,
I'm
Kevin.
Right here.
Gordon Motes.
Out of sight.
Thank you.
These are the jokes.
Is that Buddy Green I see?
Oh, it is me. Good to be here too, Britt.
All right, buddy. Lauren Talley.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Lauren. And Tori Taff, our soft feminine side.
Oh, I love it when you say that.
And there's Bill Gaither.
Oh, yes, I am.
Bill, you said it. We've gathered to shout, let us see your lights today.
That's right. And my guests today are bright shiners. Cynthia Clawson, Gordon Motes.
Come on.
The Neelands. Hey, it's going to be a great day.
We're going to get it all kicked off with the homecoming gang. Daddy sang bass, Mama played the piano. Here we go.
Now the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black leather. We get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Singing seems to have a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Though the circle won't be broken, by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass,
brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile.
Well, now little brother is done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
The whole homecoming gang singing Daddy Sang Bass.
And my public service announcement today is this. If you're having trouble sleeping, cut back on your salt intake.
What?
Nice.
Wow. Too much sodium is a top cause of sleep interruption. I didn't know that.
I thought it was sugar. I would have guessed sugar.
So when you cut salt, you have fewer midnight potty breaks. Well,
yeah, maybe.
It's hard to know.
It's all good.
I don't think you're buying that, are you?
Let us know how that works out. Yeah.
Bill, every now and then a vocal band song comes out that, and you love the theme of, and you take it and you run with it. And this is a good one.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we write is just stuff that keeps bugging you or bugging other folks day and night. And I've had people, you know, talk about the times being bad. And in a lot of ways it is. But if you read much history, times have always been bad.
That's right. Yeah.
But the good news of the gospel is this. We were called to be yeast.
Yep.
And I forget those other
two. Salt.
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 Remember that thing you said was bad for us?
No, I knew them salt.
Let your light shine. There'll be less potty break.
So we were called to be yeast, salt, and light. So the darker the night, the brighter the light.
I knew we were going somewhere.
Darker the night, the brighter the light. You're going to love this.
You are light, for God has given the light, that you will walk in the light and shine like a flame in the darkness. Ooh. So when the night is the blackest, your light shines brighter by far. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine brighter the night. Let it shine brighter the night. Let it shine brighter the night. The brighter the light. Let it shine brighter the night. Let it shine brighter the light. Let it shine.
Vocal band, the darker the night, the brighter the light, right here on Homecoming Radio. Oh, I hear that song.
Music to my ears.
You know what it's time for.
No.
Well,
it's going to happen.
Bring it home.
No.
Well, we've searched high and low, start to finish, A to Z,
yes.
Deep and wide,
yes.
To find the perfect word to learn and to use. And if it's not part of your vocabulary, maybe it'll become your favorite go-to. It's what we call the word of the day.
Oh,
and today,
let's have it.
What is it?
It's Rebus. Rebus.
It's
Rufus.
McIntyre.
No. I know what you're
Rebus.
To what you're
Rebus.
Referring to.
Rebus. Rebus McIntyre.
Yeah.
So close, Lauren. You know,
I like that.
Well, I'll clue you in here. Rebus was the little known but amazingly talented French painter known for painting the Mona Teresa. Well, this was one of the lesser known masterpieces of the Renaissance. Of course, this painting has been the subject of much conjecture down through the years, including the subject's enigmatic expression, her real identity, the illusionism in the composition, and the fact that she has a little piece of spinach right here. Well, it's been copied many times and never precisely duplicated.
No, of course not.
Making Rebus a nobody that's a somebody.
Oh!
Now, later,
I know that feeling.
Here's a postscript. Later, Rebus was commissioned to paint the entire ceiling of the 17th chapel in that's in Rome, Georgia.
West Rome, to be precise.
Oh, gosh. All right. Actually, I have the correct definition. Kevin, it is a representation of words by pictures of objects whose names resemble the intended words in sound. Here's an example. A photo of a king and a photo of a bed to communicate King's a king bed.
Oh, wow. Got it?
It's like,
way to bring it down, Tori.
I'm a little depressed myself.
Rebus.
Yeah. You know what? I'm a better person for knowing.
I'm just here to be a blessing.
Try again.
Okay. And here's Karen Pack and New River. This is one of my favorites. On the banks of the promised land.
Song of praise that is
Karen Peck and New River singing On the Banks of the Promised Land. Bill really likes that song, even though he didn't write it. Yeah. Still one of his favorites.
You know, this show is all about sight, and so I don't even know why I'm here. But anyway.
Lots of folks watching on the radio at home.
It kind of reminded me of some stuff we were saying a little bit ago off air. Reminded me of a story about my first day of college at Jacksonville State University. I had been learning my way around the campus for a month or so. I had my seeing eye dog, Atlas. And he was a yellow lab, and everybody loved him. And we went to our English class that was about a mile away from my apartment. So we made it there. We made it upstairs to the room the English class was held in. I was feeling pretty good about myself. And then I was on my way to my history class. And all of a sudden, I run into this big, huge object, which turned out to be a human. And Atlas, when I ran into this thing, Atlas, you know, and this person then said, "Hey, man, can't you see where you got?" Oh, man, I'm sorry. Turned out to be the, one of the star football players at Jacksonville State. They called him Cheeseburger Adams because all he ate was cheeseburgers in the cafeteria. He was Orlando Adams. We became good friends, and he went in to play in the NFL. So,
wow.
There you go. You nice. Never know what's going to happen.
I ran into cheeseburgers. Ran into cheeseburger.
Can't you see where you... Oh, I'm sorry.
Great story.
That voice, Cynthia Clawson on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about. Satan labels you. God names you. That's a Gloria Gaither word of wisdom right there.
I love that.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, "Leave us a note."
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Here's a beautiful song featuring the Homecoming Friends and one of our great tenors, Larry Ford, "He Giveth More Grace."
And multiplied trials, He gives His multiplied peace. For His love, it has no limit, and His grace has no measure, and His power has no boundaries that are known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Christ Jesus, and He giveth, and He giveth again. This is my favorite verse. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, and our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, and we've come to the end of all our hoard and resources, our Father's full giving, it has only begun. For yes, His love has no limit, and His grace has no measure, and His power has no boundaries that are known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Christ Jesus, and He giveth, and it just keeps on giving again.
Glad you're with us today here on Homecoming Radio. We're having a big old time.
Yeah. Letters, oh, we get letters. Get your letters every day.
We are so blessed when friends like you check in with notes like these.
This is from Raymond, and he said, "I listen to Homecoming Radio every chance I get on Enlighten. I'm a worship leader, and it seems you always deliver just what I need in word and song to keep my batteries charged. Please, please, please keep it up.
Love the program and especially the joy that it brings. The music is the greatest, and you all are the best at spreading a little love around. God bless you all. Signed, Sam."
I hear you every morning while I'm waking up with my coffee. You give me the real jump start to my day. You're the best, Becky.
We love your notes. They're so encouraging. So keep in touch and contact us today at homecomingradio.com. I love this man, Bradley Walker. What an inspiration. Listen as he sings, "Leave It There."
Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Just take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Thank y'all. Bradley Walker, Leave It There. Boy, I love that hymn, and I love the way Bradley sings it.
Our goal today was to bring some light into your world. Don't forget, the darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light. Join us again next time.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more right there at homecomingradio.com.
Gordon, we've got some great homecoming stations in the state of Texas, like KBDA, KASV, KTGS, so many more. To all of our Texas stations, a big
salute!
We're all out of time, but we'll be back here soon.
Wonderful. Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.